the meme. Chase that dream, not the meme. Chase that dream, not the meme.
Welcome to Dreams Not Memes podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is another episode of Dreams Not Memes. I'm here with my friend Ellen, who's based in Sweden. And today we are going to talk to Ellen about her story. How's it going?
It's great. It's very nice to be here in your pod.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. So you are a musician. How did you get involved in music? Like, how did it all start for you?
For me, it started with a piano that stood in my house where I come from. And I started to try it out. It didn't sound so good, but I think something with that piano just wanted me to, got me interested.
Gotcha. From piano, did you start to explore other instruments or did you stay with only piano?
I think that I also got inspired from TV and stuff, and to sing and to write songs. In Europe, we have something called Eurovision, and in Sweden, that's a pretty big thing. When you're a little child, it's very exciting to watch that show, and it's every year. And they always write their own songs. No, not the artists, but it's new songs that they compete with. And I think that inspired me a lot. And also, I think, my dad actually played some music for me. I remember he was playing up David Bowie, Life on Mars, and songs like that. And other instruments that I did was singing. I sang a lot, actually.
I hear that. And then with singing and putting the two together, when did you get the interest in recording and performing?
I started taking piano lessons when I was about 9 years old. And then I wasn't the best student. I didn't practice that much. And when I got bored with my piano lessons, I don't remember why, probably because I thought it was hard or something. And then I started to write songs with the notes that I learned from my homework. And I put the chords together or the notes together and started to create songs instead. So somewhere, I think I wrote my first song when I was about 9 or 10 years old.
What was that like for you? I don't know how long 9 or 10 was, but when we write our first songs, I feel for us, and by us I mean songwriters, you get a feeling of pride or empowerment. It's like, haha, I found a new way to express myself. So I'm just speaking for myself and other people, but what was that like for you?
I think my first thought was, oh, that wasn't so hard. because that was the main the picture of it was that it was very hard. It was something that not everybody could do or something like that. And I think I felt, I was very proud of myself writing a song. And I didn't care if it was good or bad or anything. It was just something that I created from nothing.
Sure. No, I completely hear that. And, moving forward now into your current life, how do you think you went from, all right, I'm writing songs to, okay, this is something I want to pursue. I want to record music. How did you transition to that?
it took me, I think it kind of happened by itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was something I chose to do, but I wrote songs through my teens and everything. And then I went to a gymnasium we have in Sweden, where we can choose. It's like after, in Sweden, we call it high school, but you are 15 when you finish that. And then you can choose your education. And it's like, it's pre-university. So you can choose a direction that you want to, like a subject or something. And I chose music for those 3 years. And it was like, you know, I do this for 3 years and then I become a regular. So I thought that it was just for those 3 years I would do this music thing, and then I would get an education and a regular job. But then after the music school I was in, I applied for a folkhögskola. It's also a thing we have in Sweden, where we where you can. It's like between gymnasium and university, and you do music full time. So I applied for that, and it was quite hard to get in. It was a songwriting school for just 1 year, and I got in. And I remember my mom actually told me like a year ago that she knew then when I got into that school that okay, she's going to write songs, but I didn't know. So I still just kept on going and did it just one more year and then one more year. And then I got into the music, the Royal College of Music in Stockholm in Sweden. And it was the same then. I was just going one more year and one more year. But so I think that I just, it isn't until now when I done my album, my first album, that I actually like said to myself that this is what I got is going to do. And this is something I want to do. Before that, it was just, oh, this is fun. Let's do this.
Sure. I really like your story because like a lot of times, what we pursue isn't what we're supposed to do, but what we're supposed to do kind of just happens.
Exactly.
And that doesn't just apply to music. That applies to a lot of careers and ways of life. So I really like that you share that. So let's take a quick break and learn more about your album and like what you're doing today and what you'd like to do in the future.
Quick message. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Dreams.Memes. Please make sure to follow Dreams.Memes podcast on your preferred streaming channel or on Instagram at Dreams.Memes podcast. To support Dreams.Memes podcast, feel free to contact me at adaywithoutlove@gmail.com for advertising or sponsorship opportunities. Now, let's get back to the show.
Now we're back. So tell me about this album. You mentioned that you just recorded your album. So what's it called? What was it like?
My album is called Perennial, and it's a word for, I was looking for a word in English when I, in Sweden, we call flowers that like, or plants that come back one year after year for perenn. And in English, I think it's perenn as well. But then I also found the word, I think it's an adjective, is that the right term in English? Perennial. Mm-hmm. And it's like something consistent or something that comes back, or I found all these other meanings that were similar to also plants that come back year after year. And I found that very like a very nice picture. So that's the title of the album, and it's also the main track. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the first song I wrote. The first song I wrote was another song that is very, it's a bit dark. And it was my last year in the Royal College of Music in Sweden. And I was trying out to write songs on guitar instead of piano. And I wrote this song, and a picture came to me, another picture, and it was two clouds, one above the other. And between them, it rained. And the one cloud was white, and one cloud was dark. And it was like a time glass almost, that you can like change. So sometimes the white cloud is above and sometimes it's below. And that was like a picture that felt very inspiring to me. And I started to write more and more songs to that picture. And the whole album, it was like 1 or 2 years after that, I was like, okay, now I have all these songs, I have all this education with everything, and now I just need to decide, am I going to do an album or not? And then I decided to try it, and I just, you know, finished it, and it felt very good.
I definitely feel that, you know, because like accomplishing your first album is like the music version of like writing your first book. So I definitely feel that. So since you've recorded and released the album, what have been some of your like goals with it? Like, do you plan on touring with it? Have you just been playing locally in Sweden? Like, what sort of things have you been doing with it?
Yeah, I'm actually releasing the album right now. I've released two singles, and the album will be out 22nd of April. Mm-hmm. And after that, I definitely want to be out playing, and I start with Sweden.
Sure.
And then hopefully sometime Europe or something. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see. And my second goal is to create another album.
Mm-hmm. Have you toured before or not yet?
I toured a very little in Sweden.
Gotcha. Yeah, what was that like?
It was a lot of late nights and a lot of like caring stuff.
I feel that so heavy. Like, I've done that so many times, not in Europe, but still. It full band or solo?
We were only three people, and it was very much like do it yourself kind of thing. And we were playing on a lot of restaurants, and it was like kind of very small.
Sure.
Yeah, so it was not a big tour. It was my dad's car and gigs that I booked in restaurants. And it was a whole summer of gigging. And so I made some money, but it was a lot of work, lot of work.
I think a lot of us don't talk enough about like how hard it is, because I think sometimes people say like, oh, you're a musician. What's your real job? And it's like, This is it, because it's a lot of work. It's a whole lot of work. So, what's it been like gigging in Sweden? Like, are people very friendly? Like, do you feel like a fly on the wall? Like what's that been like?
Do you mean when you are actually playing, or
yeah, like when you're performing?
Where I've been, it's very friendly.
Gotcha.
And my music is very like beautiful or kind. It's very soft, those type of words to describe it. So it's a lot of people like just find it peaceful or something, and they are friendly. Sure. Very friendly. My experience is that it's hard to get the gigs, but when you have them and you're playing, it's very friendly and appreciated. Yeah.
What have been some challenges that you've experienced as a creator? I mean, other than booking's hard, we all know about that, but.
Believing in myself, I would say, and believing in that I could do this, and that I am allowed to do this, I think. So, as a creator, that is a big thing to just let yourself do it.
Sure.
I mean, when I say it like this, it sounds like a very small thing, but it's a big thing.
True. No, you're so right. Especially when you're working as a DIY or do-it-yourself perspective, because like, I don't think enough people understand how much you're sending emails, you're working with graphic designers, or you are the designer. You're conceptualizing how you're going to brand. You might have to change your website. Like, it's a lot of work. It's entrepreneurship, you know? And when you're doing so much, sometimes it can feel like, have I moved forward? Other times it's like, why am I doing this? you definitely hit a wall and feel that way. So I definitely hear that with a self-belief part. So I definitely feel you. So are you currently writing your second album, or are you just putting on a pause and just focusing on the first album right now?
I've started to write on my second album, actually, to like, for myself to see the project going like beyond the release.
Sure.
But currently I'm not writing because it's so much work releasing, and you know, the time just, I don't find the time right now.
Sure.
But I say to myself, next week I will write another song. But hopefully I will start like in my May or something.
Sure. I definitely hear that. Well, it's definitely been a pleasure talking to you on Dreams Not Means about your journey and your story. What is probably the most meaningful aspect of being a musician for you?
Wow. The most meaningful.
Yeah.
It was a tough one. The most meaningful is that you communicate with people in a way that isn't, you're not able to communicate with words or any other way, as you communicate with music. It's like, everybody have feelings when they listen to music, and they can't really like maybe describe them, but I think it's very powerful that people that you haven't talked in like meeting in music, and that people open up and have sure. feelings that you sure. didn't know that they had. Mm.
I definitely hear that. Well, thank you for sharing your story and sharing, you know, your experiences as an artist. And this has been a good episode of Dream Sounds.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Anytime.
Hi, this is Brian from A Day Without Love. Thank you for listening to Dreams Not Memes. I just want you to remember, your dreams matter. If you'd like to support this podcast, email adaywithoutlove@gmail.com for donation information, or follow me for weekly episodes. Thank you for listening and joining my journey. Have a good day.